Nessim Dorma from the opera Turandot. I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. And I always love the introduction to Healthy Vision, the beautiful Italian aria, Nessim Dorma from the opera Turandot. And I'm going to be heading to Rome, Italy. As many of you know, I was offered a research position in Rome, and this is an exciting opportunity for me to get worldwide recognition working at one of the finest research institutes in the world, investigating microcurrent stimulation in an animal model of macular degeneration. But I want to reassure all of my patients that are listening that my office will remain open to continue to give support. I am also going to continue my three-day programs in the United States. In fact, I'll be returning every 2 months to conduct these programs and also do follow-up examinations. And I'll also continue my telephone consultations as usual. And the Healthy Vision radio show will continue. It's going to be a real challenge for me because I need to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning in Rome, Italy, to broadcast the show in Arizona at 5 p.m. But the radio show is important to me, and I want to continue sharing with you all of the knowledge that I feel will help you maintain healthy vision and improve your vision. For those of you that live in Southern California, on February the 1st, next week, I'll be presenting the 10 Essentials Seminar from 4 to 6 p.m., and that'll be at the Crown Valley Parkway in Mission Viejo, and this is the office of Dr. David Steenblatt. You can call the office for more information at 1-800-430-9328. And then I'll be leaving for Rome, but I will be returning on March the 22nd, and I'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for a seminar, and then we're moving on to Houston, Texas, and then we'll be back in Phoenix, Arizona on April the 5th. And for those of you that may not be able to attend my 10 Essentials to Save Your Eyesight seminar, we do have it online in a webinar format, so you can go to my homepage at healingtheeye.com. That's healingthe, T-H-E-E-Y-E, all one word, .com. And there's a sign-up link for you to attend the webinar online, or you can call the office at 1-800-430-9328 to get this very valuable information. So I'm really excited today because we have two guests that are really going to help educate all of you that have glaucoma. And Dr. Ben Lane, who's an optometrist, and he's a fellow of the American College of Nutrition. He's widely published and lectures all over the world. In fact, before the show, he shared with me that he was in Moscow lecturing to a group of eye doctors on his work. And we also have Edith Marks. I don't know if Edith, if you called in yet, but Edith is the author of a best-selling book called Coping with Glaucoma. So it's a real pleasure to have both of you as a guest on Healthy Vision. Dr. Lane, are you there?
I am there. I am here.
Okay, great.
Good to be on your program.
I hope you didn't fall asleep. Hope you didn't fall asleep.
No.
Edith, are you there? Actually, that aria from Turandot is supposed to motivate people to get them excited. You know, it's all about conquering a problem.
My brother is a world-class opera singer, and he's listening to your program now, and you should hear him sing Nessim Dorma.
I'd love to hear him. In fact, that's my dream in life, is to be able to sing that. I'm starting out in the shower, where there's a lot of background noise, nobody can hear me, But eventually, my goal is to actually, you know, sing it before the Healthy Vision radio show. But, you know, it's funny. A lot of my patients think that is me singing. They go, oh, I didn't know Dr. Kondra could sing. But, hey, we have to get down to business because there's so much that I know that you can share with the listeners on your work. But I'd like to focus on nutrition as a major therapy for glaucoma. So I wonder if we could just start, I mean, just jump right in and, you know, let's go forward.
The occasion for this invitation is that Edith Marks is the director or president of the glaucoma support group at New York Eye and Ear Hospital Infirmary in New York and with the Glaucoma Foundation. And she invited me to lecture last January to their session at the New York Eye and Ear Infirmary. And the session was recorded, and there were handout notes. And she said to me one day, how about my writing up the notes and submitting it to Townsend Letter? And they made it the feature article in the Townsend Letter this November. And so I want to thank Edith for calling attention to this. It was, I think, a two-hour lecture. And it was so good of her to write the article summarizing my talk. Now, in that, we talk about nutrition as a major oral therapy for the glaucomas. And I think it's fair to say that most, but not all, patients who receive medical care for glaucoma are doing better than if they had no medical care. Nonetheless, a high percentage, maybe I should say a significant percentage, of glaucoma victims suffer progressive visual field loss. And some of this is despite the best of medical attention, medical drugs and medications and surgical intervention, and sometimes things go wrong. And a lot of times what we feel, I say to patients, if you're going to have eye surgery, get your nutrition in shape as soon as possible, because that often makes the difference between a successful outcome and a problem in healing. And so what we say here is that the promise of integrative therapeutics as regards to glaucoma is that although we all eventually die, if we pay attention to nutrition and lifestyle, glaucoma does not have to worsen with age. With proper medical care, proper nutrition, proper lifestyle, exercise, etc., with integrative therapy, patients also come out of depression. And Edith has written on that in her books. She has two very good books that are very supportive in helping glaucoma patients to cope. So,
you know what,
I couldn't agree
with you more. I have your article right in front of me from the November Times and Letter, and I really hope that Edith will give me permission to post this article on my website and to use some of this material. But I'm always frustrated. I see so many patients who are allergic to eye drops and who are not responding to eye drops, or those patients that are taking multiple eye drops are still losing their vision. And it's always shocking to me that traditional ophthalmology just does not speak regards to nutrition to these people. You know, we're coming up to a break right now, and you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Dr. Ben Lane, and we're talking about nutrition as a major oral therapy for glaucoma. And for those of you that are listening and who do have glaucoma, when we come back after this break, we're going to be sharing with you some key points that can maybe help improve your vision and help save your eyesight. So this is really a thrill to have Dr. Ben Lane on the show. And I also want to invite the listeners who are in the Southern California area. I am going to be in Mission Viejo on February 1st. We're going to be at the Crown Valley Parkway at Dr. David Steenblok's office. So I would love to see you. That's February 1st, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. My guest is Dr. Ben Lane, and we'll be right back after this break.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Have you considered Dr. Kondrat's three-day program to improve your vision and quality of life? Would you like to improve your vision now? Did you know that over 90% of patients who attend the three-day program have a significant change in vision? Answer these questions to see if you qualify. Do you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision? Have you been told by your eye doctor that nothing else can be done? Are you afraid of surgery or injections? Are you looking for an alternative method to improve your vision? And are you concerned about passing the vision test for your driver's license? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will benefit from the three-day program. Call now to see if you qualify. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. Again, if you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision, if your eye doctor says nothing else can be done, if you don't want to have surgery, if you are open to alternative methods, and you would like to pass your driver's license eye exam, try Dr. Kondrat's three-day program. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Dr. Kondrat is the world's only board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic physician. He's the author of two best-selling books, Healing the Eye the Natural Way and Microcurrent Stimulation Miracle Eye Cure. Anyone with eye-related problems needs these books. Dr. Kondrat talks to us in an easy-to-understand language, gives us many ways to help keep our eyes healthy, and discusses the medical ramifications of macular degeneration in a simple and straightforward manner. It is a joy to have a medical doctor finally embrace the many alternative medicine tools that are out there today in an intelligent manner and from experience. Learn how he can help you improve your eyesight and clarity of vision. Call now to order one or both books today. 1-800-430-9328. That's 1-800-430-9328.
Improve your vision and pass your driver's license. Dr. Kondrat's special program has been designed to improve your vision quickly. It includes both of his best-selling books, four CDs of the best of Healthy Vision, a Snellen acuity chart, and a special audio CD on the steps you need to take to improve your vision quickly and pass your driver's test. A $120 value, yours for only $49.95. Discover how you can improve your vision quickly, without drugs, without surgery, and pass your vision test. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Bottoms Up, cocktail radio at its finest. Bottoms Up with Jennifer English every Friday at 7 p.m.
Here's a recipe for one of my very favorites. It's a classic Mai Tai cocktail invented by Trader Vic Bergeron back in the 1930s at his famous Hollywood eatery, Trader Vic's. Martinis are making a comeback. Do you know how to make a good martini? How about a perfect martini?
Bottoms Up, cocktail radio at its finest. Bottoms Up with Jennifer English every Friday at 7 p.m.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Listen to Hair on Fire with Barbara and Randy every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. as they take you on the road to the 2012 election right here on KFNX 1100 News Talk Radio.
Log on now at 1100KFNX.com.
Dr. Edward Kondrat, thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about nutrition as a major oral therapy for glaucoma. And Edith Marks just joined us, and she's the author of several excellent books that I feel that any of you who have glaucoma should investigate. So, Edith, welcome to Healthy Vision. And can you please tell us about the two books that you wrote?
Thank you very much. Originally, I wrote Coping with Glaucoma, because at that stage I was in the process of trying to cope with what was happening with my own problems with glaucoma. Since then, just this past year, I came out with Glaucoma Patient to Patient, because we began to talk to a lot of people about their glaucoma problems, and I am now also involved with a online glaucoma support group, and there are constant questions, because people don't get enough of the answers when they go to see their doctors.
So let me ask you this. What is the biggest misconception about glaucoma that patients have, that you have found?
Well, at this point, they think they're going to go blind if they don't do something, and they're right there. But the treatments have become so advanced that very few of the patients now go blind, because the treatment is very good. And we're learning a lot more about nutrition and how to help the eyes. And Dr. Lane can tell you some more about the studies that he has done in nutrition. So we're really at a stage where we're able to handle glaucoma. But one of the problems, and this is a real serious problem, because it's a silent disease, and people don't know they have glaucoma until they've lost sight. And Dr. Lane will tell you that people come for a change of glasses, and he finds that they've lost sight of one eye to glaucoma.
Yeah, and unfortunately, when you do begin to lose sight, then the loss of vision seems to be more rapid and more progressive. You really have to diagnose glaucoma early and begin the proper treatment. But I feel that even if you don't have glaucoma, you should be following some of the nutritional advice that Dr. Lane is going to be sharing with us. So let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
Dr. Lane, I wonder if you could talk about what are the key nutritional elements that, you know, glaucoma patients really have to examine and to incorporate in their lifestyle?
You know, my early study began many years ago at State University of New York, NYU, and then at Columbia University. And what we were finding, I found a relationship between the glasses that people were wearing and their intraocular pressure, and it was related to how off prescription the glasses were, for mainly for close work focusing, but sometimes in young patients it meant they were under accommodative stress, eye focusing stress. And so I found that even just the right use of lenses for close work helps to control intraocular pressure. Now, elevated intraocular pressure and glaucoma are not necessarily the same thing, but it is a factor that worsens the situation when pressure goes up, and if there are other risk factors for glaucoma. But in the process of following up on this study, we looked at a great number of other factors, and one of the things that showed up was that inadequate chromium in the diet, or as measured in red blood cells, or as measured in hair, was a factor associated with elevated intraocular pressure. And so we did a major study on that and showed the food factors, how a whole food diet gives us chromium, and a diet of all refined foods, white rice, white bread, white sugar, all these things are bereft. They don't have any chromium in them. They've lost the chromium. And chromium is important because it's involved in what's called the potentiation of insulin receptors. So to make that not so complicated, what we're saying is that when you get sugar in the bloodstream, known as blood glucose, the body can take that up from the bloodstream and use it for storage in muscles or for producing energy. And the muscle that we use more today than ever before is the eye-focusing muscle, the ciliary muscle in the eye. So when chromium is deficient, then there's a problem with the eye mustering its eye-focusing ability. And what the organism seems to do in response is to try to make up the problem in focusing the eye by lengthening the eyeball by increasing the eye pressure. So it's an interesting relationship. We did a lot of work, hundreds of patients in the study, and we showed that this could also be detected in red blood cells, the chromium levels. But then we went on from there, and I'm not going to hog the whole time here. I think that is one of the factors. If people are deficient in chromium, it's a factor. If they're not deficient in chromium, then it is not an important factor in treating intraocular pressure.
It sounds to me, and Dr. Lane, that every glaucoma patient should be tested or measured. The chromium should be measured.
I agree.
Or do you feel that it's simply they should be taking supplemental chromium? And if you recommend that, what dosage would be a reasonable dosage of chromium?
Interesting thing.
It's actually better to have a whole food diet because,
that's right.
And if you have a diet also, it may be preferable to have organic food because at least you know that it is grown, in soil that is rich and without the pesticides.
And it's like we have chromium in the soil. Yeah. Yeah.
My whole food diet, are you referring to an organic raw diet? Or are you just talking about unrefined or processed food?
Well, a raw diet is a wonderful way to go. If the raw food is safe and clean and free of contamination that can cause disease, and that's usually the case with fruits and vegetables that can be washed and we can tell if there's a problem with them. There are some instances where we can actually get more of some of the things that are useful, like lutein and zeaxanthin, by cooking the food, but then we lose the vitamins. And so it's perhaps wrong to say never to cook it, and it's probably wrong to say never to eat it raw. There are advantages both ways. If you need to get a lot of lutein in the system, people will eat more of the food if it's cooked. If a person is overweight, we want them to learn how to eat less food. Persons on a raw food diet will find that they're filled up more quickly and they don't stay hungry as easily.
We're coming up to a break. We have two more minutes. But very quickly, Dr. Lane, could you just give us some foods that are rich in chromium?
All the foods that are high in calories in nature are high in chromium. That's a little bit troublesome because the butterfat in milk, the cream, the first two letters CR, that's the chemical initials for chromium, that happens to be very high in chromium. And when the chromium is processed normally, it does help us to package the cholesterol in that product more as HDL than as LDL, and VLDL. But the other foods that are high in chromium that we don't want to fill up too much on is red meat. And red meat with all its incisted fat is a problem. But another food that's rich in chromium is red grapes and red wine. And so these are all foods that we need to be careful if we're going to indulge in them. It almost makes us feel like eating other foods that are rich in chromium is a better way to go, a safer way to go, and also supplemental chromium.
We're coming up to our break right now, and you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and my guest is Dr. Ben Lane and Edith Marks, and we'll be right back after this break.
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. New polls in Florida now show Mitt Romney holding healthy double-digit leads ahead of that state's primary. Meanwhile, in the lead-up to Tuesday's voting, immigration has been a prominent topic. But which contender is winning the battle for votes on that issue? CNN senior political analyst Ron Bronstein says it's probably not Newt Gingrich.
This immigration thing is a big, a kind of a surprise for Gingrich. It is not developing the way that they had hoped in terms of moving voters toward them. Romney leads in most polls among Hispanics who are likely to vote in a Republican primary.
Along a stretch of Interstate 75 in northern Florida, one injured victim called the scene horrendous, a series of overnight traffic accidents that left 10 people dead with nearly 20 injured. Authorities believe a combination of fog and smoke are likely factors. A Canadian jury has convicted a husband and wife and their son of the honor killings of four female relatives, including the husband's three teenage daughters. This is CNN Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Boy, it's been a gorgeous weekend. Daytime highs mid-70s. Overnight lows now right around 50 degrees. Looking ahead into February, it looks pretty nice, too, in the low 70s. Tomorrow and Tuesday right at 70. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 78 degrees.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Do you own a home that is upside down or underwater? Every person has a unique situation, and that's why you need someone who understands distressed properties, foreclosure alternatives, and the local real estate market. So if you are late on your payments, or about to be, or have received a notice of foreclosure, act now. Get up to $3,000 under the government's HAFA program. Feel free to call 602-753-2900, 602-753-2900, rescottaz.com.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
A quarterback, a class clown, a natural leader. For those who died in the Vietnam War, the greatest tribute is to see them not just as names on the wall, but as the people they were. The Education Center at the Wall will put faces to the names. It will preserve photos, letters, and mementos of veterans, so their stories and sacrifice will never be forgotten. Visit buildacenter.org and help us build it.
A message from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
Don't miss a minute. Tune in for Arizona Wildcats basketball on KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Dr. Ben Lane and Edith Marks. And Edith, I'd like to ask you this question. What is an important component of glaucoma that most doctors neglect?
This is the blood flow to the eye. A particular form of glaucoma, narrow angle glaucoma, pressure glaucoma. There is a problem there because they have found that people with this kind of glaucoma don't get enough blood flow, and they also have extrapolated this information to open angle glaucoma, that there may be a problem of blood flow there. Because unless the blood gets into the capillaries and begins to nourish the optic nerve, the optic nerve begins to die. So that apparently is one of the areas. And another area, they're finding that there's just not enough fluid in the body. So that it's beginning to look like, from the research that I've seen, it's beginning to look like a total body disease. And doctors are now beginning to treat the entire body rather than just the eye.
Well, you know what? That's
very exciting, because this is something we've always felt is necessary, and this is why we've gone the nutritional way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The dark green vegetables are extremely important.
In homeopathy, we treat the whole body. We just don't look at one component. But I wanted to ask Dr. Lane, so what are some of the vitamins that can help improve the ocular flow?
The interesting thing is, these are the vitamins that not only apply to the eye, but to the whole body and prevention of heart disease. If we ask the question, what are the essential vitamins for the eyes, the actual answer is all of them. But if we say then, why are four vitamins, why do four vitamins seem so much more important than all the others? It's because those are four we're not getting enough of. And right at the top of the list is vitamin B6, because it's most easily destroyed by the minimum food processing, by even by cooking food more than just warm. Vitamin B9, which is folic acid. Vitamin B12 and vitamin C. And Edith Marks just mentioned the issue of normotensive glaucoma, the people where the pressures aren't very high, but the eye is not getting adequate nutrition and there's a problem in perfusion from the blood vessels to nourish the retina and to nourish the ganglion cells and the nerve fibers in the eye. And so we can enhance perfusion with aerobic activity. Exercise can enhance perfusion by adequate vitamins B6, B9, folic acid, B12, vitamin C. We have to watch out to avoid too much vitamin A. And then bilberry and ginkgo biloba and alpha-lipoic acid also seem to help choroidal and retinal perfusion. But there needs to be a caution. We need to be careful not to go overboard. Too much bilberry, too much ginkgo biloba, and people who are taking aspirin can promote hemorrhaging. We don't want hemorrhaging. So everything here is a matter of balance is a key, and treating the whole body are keys in treating glaucoma. And the healthy body handles glaucoma better and can begin to reverse it. We're finding in my offices in New Jersey and New York that we're reversing the need for a medication or so much medication in a large number of patients when they turn around their nutrition and improve their general health.
There's another Ayurvedic herb called Coleus verscoli. I read some research on this herb. It can also lower the intraocular pressure.
Huperzine A is also good because that again is a brain vitamin. And but verscoli, it's a very interesting story about that. They tried to turn that into a drop and they found that it was too toxic. But as a vitamin, as a supplement, it does a good job.
And yeah, about 5 years ago, I worked on developing a glaucoma formula, and I'm always changing it. But it had coleus, it had the B complex vitamins, chromium, ginkgo biloba, coenzyme Q10, alpha lipoic acid. But I feel that one of the biggest problems, you know, folks can take excellent vitamins, but if they're not digested and absorbed, you really have to look at digestion and absorption. Digestive enzymes in the body, do they have adequate amounts of hydrochloric acid? You got to look at their gut, their digestive system, and that's why in many cases
and also,
I recommend intravenous vitamins just to get them to a decent nutritional state before they start making changes in their diet.
And then there are conflicts also when people are supplementing minerals, for example. We were mentioning during a break here with Dr. Kondrat that people taking chromium as supplements, when they take vitamin C at the same time, the vitamin C binds or chelates with the chromium and it goes out in a bowel movement and you can hardly detect the body accumulating chromium even 10 years later. So some of these supplements, patients really need the guidance of either being extremely well-read. I would say they need the guidance of a healthcare practitioner and a nutritionist who knows how to how to evaluate these combinations and results.
Yeah, well, you know what? They also need to be under the care of an eye doctor that can measure the pressure. It's one thing.
Absolutely.
Nutritional. But let's talk a little bit about vitamin C because I know there's some articles written in the literature that state that high doses of vitamin C can be a treatment of glaucoma. I wonder if you could comment on that.
I did that study, and I found that the physiological effectiveness of vitamin C in lowering intraocular pressure is proportional to the logarithm of the amount of intake. So in other words,
in plain English, what does that mean?
Okay, what that means, I'm going to translate it.